It's time now for tonight's post-game coaches show, brought to you by Ashton Lloyd of the Griffin Agency and Nationwide Insurance. Ashton, a 1992 Davidson College graduate, can manage all of your home, auto, commercial, and life insurance needs. You can call Ashton at 704-696-2424. A resounding victory for Davidson tonight, 72-45, an A-10 win over George Washington. Coach Bob McKillop joins us at courtside. And, Coach, we talked before the game. You said I'd be seeing some zone tonight.
You're zoning each other out, and the arm length. And that's one of the big factors in our zone this year, John, is that we've got length at almost every position. The length has created passing lanes or taken away passing lanes that once existed last year. You know, Jack Gibbs and those short, stubby arms of his didn't cover too many passing lanes. So we're fortunate that we do have length from top to bottom, and that's a big factor in it.
Keyshawn Pritchett takes up an awful lot of space in that zone.
You know, it was a critical play he made to the end. I think we're up by 13 or 15, and they threw a pass into the paint, and he had a great deflection on it. You know, Matt and Will Tony got us really prepared to stop their interior game by guarding the post entry. And I don't think that they got too many balls into the post because of guarding the post entry. Jair Bolden's a tremendous shooter. Terry Nolan's a very good shooter. Yuta Watanabe's a very, very good shooter. They start three superb three-point shooters in the starting lineup, and they're rhythm shooters, and I thought we did a pretty good job of not letting them get any rhythm in their shots.
In the first half, when you were building your lead to establish yourself in the game, you held them scoreless for like 8 minutes and 20 seconds. After they got to six, they went 8 minutes and 20 without a basket.
Well, as I mentioned to you pregame, John, I said that we had three 10-0 runs in our game against George Mason. And, of course, being a great student of basketball history, the 1960s, there was this team coached by John Wooden at UCLA, and they were outstanding in their ability to generate runs from their defense. They ran that vaunted 2-2-1 zone press back to man-to-man, but it created runs, and they'd get three, four runs in a game. That was the difference every game. Well, I don't know what our runs were tonight, but I thought there was something very parallel to what we did against George Mason on Sunday.
Well, your points in the paint, Coach, you're talking about keeping the ball out of the belly of your zone. Your points in the paint were 38-18.
George Washington drove us off the three-point line. They doubled down on Peyton. We skipped out to get an open three, but they ran us off the line. And when you have guys like John Axel and you have guys like Kellen Grady able to put it on the floor and finish at the rim, that's a big factor. Keyshawn gives us a new dimension with the ability to post him. And without doubt, this was another very good game from Will McGarity, and he is just getting better and better and better.
Coach, I don't know if you said anything special to John Axel Gudmundson at half, but he really attacked the basket in the second half and had all 14 of his points in the second half.
He sure did do a great job of attacking, and credit his teammates. His teammates created the space for him to do that. On three of them, they were entries over on the left side of the court, and it was an entire empty baseline, but that's all because his teammates ran out to the three-point line and spotted up.
Peyton Aldridge has basketball savvy. When they doubled him, he found open men under the basket on three occasions.
Well, I can recall very clearly the one he threw to Oscar, the one he threw to Will, and they were pivotal again. Plays where we were 10, 12, 14 points and kind of stuck on that lead, and it got us over the hump on each of those occasions.
Coach, another thing I liked about the zone tonight, you kept them off the free throw line. You both had 11 free throws in the game. But you'd keep the opponent to 11 free throws. That's pretty good stuff.
Well, it certainly is. And I'd also like to say that when you have terrific officials, that happens as well. And we had that same experience on Sunday. We've had back-to-back games where we've had three guys that are Final Four caliber officials.
You know, I mentioned during the broadcast that when you have officials that are good, that are veterans, they seem to establish the way the game's going to be played immediately, and the players adjust, and the game has flow to it.
Well, Tim Nestor did this game today, and he did the Duke-NC State game on Saturday, so nothing phases him. I mean, he's in the heat of battle with 19,000 people in the high intensity of an ACC game. He knows what to do. He's been there before. And it's interesting, this is the first time we've had Terry Weimer since 2006-2007. He was in the third game that Stephen played in his career in Ann Arbor, Michigan, against Central Connecticut State. And that was when Steph stepped on the national stage. It was that weekend when he did it. So I reminded Terry about he being in that game, and he was probably a catalyst for Steph. So he should be getting some royalties from Steph, don't you think?
No. That won't happen. Coach, momentum in basketball is a very strong component of the game. Now you've got your third straight A-10 win with another A-10 opponent coming in on Sunday. So that is a good bit of momentum you carry into the next game.
Well, we know Fordham is going to create chaos for us with their defense. Going up to Rose Hill is kind of a nostalgic trip for me because I, have such fond memories of Rose Hill, the Fordham campus. It's a legendary building, and we are going to have our hands full with Fordham on Sunday. And the first thing I said in the locker room was, there's no entitlement in our program. You guys cannot think that we're entitled to success. We've got to fight and scrap and hunt every second we're on the court. We've got to continue to be hungry, and we were hungry tonight.
One final thing, Coach. Tell us a little bit about why you decided to play maybe a little more zone than you have in the past.
I think that's a concerted decision by an outstanding staff of assistant coaches. They've worked at it with the players individually in part method form. They've convinced me the value of it, and they've showed me statistics about it. So I credit our assistant coaches with forcing that issue.
Congratulations tonight, Coach. A big win over George Washington.
Thanks, John.
That's Coach Bob McKillop of the Wildcats talking about the win tonight. Davidson wins it by the score of 72-45 over the Colonials of George Washington.